This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda instructs Home Minister Ravi Lamisani to proceed with the work to ensure good governance and security of the citizens. National Unity and Reconciliation Day being celebrated today, and North Korea ends year with a ballistic missiles launch. Now the news in detail. Home Minister Ravi Lamisani has met Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda. Home Minister Lamisani reached Balwatar this morning and discussed with the Prime Minister. In the meeting, Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda instructed the Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Ravi Lamisani to proceed with the work to ensure good governance and security for the citizens. The Prime Minister's Secretariat said that Home Minister Lamisani submitted a brief report to Prime Minister Dahal about maintaining security and good governance. Lamisani, who is also the chairman of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, has also discussed the policies and programs of the government and the future strategy with the chairman of the Maoist Center, Prasanda. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda arrived in Chitwan today. It is the first ever visit to his home district since he took the office. Prime Minister Dahal is in Chitwan to inaugurate the Diamond Jubilee celebration of the Naraini Model Secondary School in the district. Prime Minister Dahal is scheduled to return Kathmandu today itself after participating in the 60th anniversary of the school. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda has directed the concerned agencies to bring the dead body of Nirankar Pandey, who died in a fire that occurred in Cambodia's casino. Pandey, originally from Birtamod Municipality 1 of Japa, had died in the fire. According to Prime Minister's Secretariat, Prime Minister Dahal directed Chief Secretary Sankar Das Bairagi to facilitate the concerned bodies in bringing the dead body of Pandey. The huge fire that occurred in Cambodia's casino took lives of 19 persons, including Pandey. Prime Minister Dahal expressed deep grief over the incident and paid tribute to the victims. He also extended condolences to the bereaved family members of Pandey. Reconciliation Day is being observed today to commemorate the return of the first elected Prime Minister of Nepal, B.P. Koirala, to the country with a policy of national unity and reconciliation. On Pus 16, 2033 Bikram Sambat, that is 46 years today, Koirala, who was also the founding leader of the Nepali Congress, was joined by other leaders including Ganesh Man Singh, Sailaja Acharya, Khub Bahadur Kharka, Ram Babu Prasai and Nilambar Panti, who took the policy of national unity and reconciliation and returned to the country, living their life in exile for about 8 years. The Nepali Congress and its sister organizations are celebrating National Unity and Reconciliation Day by organizing a variety of programs across the country. The Sundarijal Jail, now turned into a BP museum, is also scheduled to hold a program to mark the occasion. Screening and testing of people arriving at Jamunaha checkpoint in Nepalganj has been expedited, considering the increased risk of the spread of a new variant of coronavirus reported in neighboring countries. Nepalganj Sub-Metropolitan Health Division Coordinator Ram Bahadur Chand said, after the confirmation of coronavirus infection in a woman coming to Nepal from India, vigilance has been strengthened along with screening and testing at the checkpoint in Nepalganj. Screening at this checkpoint had been stopped from mid-September after the number of infections went down drastically. Chand said that after the coronavirus infection started increasing in the neighboring countries, including India and China, the border checkpoint has been tightened. The Nepalganj Submetropolis has now imposed mandatory coronavirus testing on those returning from India to Nepal at Nepalganj border crossing. The concerned authorities have demanded the control of corruption. A gathering of the Transparency International Nepal, TIN, and the related organizations has drawn the attention of the newly formed government to this matter. Voices against corruption were strongly raised in the recently held elections, and the newly formed government should take initiatives in controlling it and maintaining good governance, according to a statement issued by Transparency International Nepal President Padmini Pradhangangana. She said the gathering demanded that the government works as per the expectation of the people. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. North Korea has fired 3 short-range ballistic missiles towards the sea to the east of the Korean Peninsula, South Korea's military says. This latest volley comes 5 days after North Korea flew drones into South Korea's airspace for the first time since 2017. North Korea had launched more missiles this year than ever before. Washington said the latest missile launches do not pose an immediate threat to the U.S. or its allies. North Korea's ballistic missiles launch is a grave provocation that undermines peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula as well as the international community, they added. South Korea's military this week apologized for failing to shoot down 5 drones that North Korea flew across their mutual border. The World Health Organization has said Chinese officials must share more real-time information on COVID in the country as infection surges. Many of the country's strict restrictions have been lifted over the last few weeks, but cases have soared and several countries are now screening travelers from China. WHO officials say they want to see more data on hospitalizations, intensive care unit admissions and deaths. It also wants figures on vaccinations. The United States, Spain, France, South Korea, India, Italy, Japan and Taiwan have all imposed COVID tests for travelers from China as they fear a renewed spread of the virus. And passengers arriving in England from China will have to provide a negative test before they board a flight. Cristiano Ronaldo has joined Saudi Arabian side Al Nassr on a deal that runs until 2025. The Portugal captain is a free agent after leaving Manchester United following a controversial interview in which he criticized the club. Ronaldo reportedly received the biggest football salary in his history. The 37-year-old says he is eager to experience a new football league in a different country. The club said it would inspire our league, nation and future generations, boys and girls, to be the best version of themselves. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said due to the influence of westerly winds, the weather will remain partly cloudy to normal in most parts of the country, while there will be light rain and snow in some places. According to Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, there is a possibility of light rain in 1 or 2 places in the hilly areas of Province 1, Garnaki and Karnali and Sudupasim Province, and there is a possibility of light snowfall in a few places in the mountain areas of the country. During the night today, there will be partial to normal change in the hilly areas of Province 1, Bagmati and Gondaki provinces, and the weather will be clear in the remaining areas. There is the possibility of light snowfall at 1 or 2 places in the mountain areas of Province 1, Bagmati, Gondaki and Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda instructs Home Minister Robi Lamithani to proceed with the work to ensure good governance and security of the citizens. National Unity and Reconciliation Day being celebrated today. And North Korea ends year with a ballistic missiles launch. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Ed Nepal. Have a good day.